theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access, showcasing what venues have to offer, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on the Donmar Warehouse, London, during their audio-described performance of The Fear of 13. This took place on Saturday, the 16th of November, 2024. I share an insight into the venue, access and show, and preview what's up next. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. Now, it's hard doing what I do without developing favourite venues who not only present first-class entertainment that varies in style and tone, but excel when it comes to their access provision, putting the customer with specific needs at the heart of all they do. And the Donmar in Seven Dials, a short walk from Leicester Square Tube, is a firm favourite and fits beautifully into that category. The Donmar is a quirky theatre of 251 seats that presents classic and original works in a unique way and really do care about making their content equal for all. They provide a touch tour and audio describe performance for one show per run, usually on a Saturday afternoon. There is lift access to all floors, accessible toilets, assistance dogs are welcome, and the front of house staff go out of their way to make your visit a warm and welcoming one. They'll assist in any way they can, so if you ever have a question, always ask. And if something goes wrong, please always do feedback. As you enter the venue, a small walkway takes you to the box office and a small seating area with chairs and tables adjacent, with a lift at the bottom of the corridor. Mid-November, I attended The Fear of 13 by Lindsay Ferrantino, which is on until November the 30th, and it runs for an hour and 45 minutes without an interval. This has been a sellout and explores the true story of an innocent man, Nick Yaris, on death row, who spent 22 years fighting for the truth to be revealed and for his freedom. This was a captivating drama that pulled me in and kept me emotionally connected from start to finish, with some really innovative, clever staging consisting of a raised, cube-shaped, white check panel platform in the centre with catwalk around it, and a matching back wall with a large glass window in the middle, with two metal-style security doors left and right, and a yellow door three-quarters in, with a space behind the window as they double as a kitchen and lounge and prison corridor, with very clever swing sets. The touch door began at 12:45 p.m. like most do at the Donmar, with all participants gathering in the foyer. There were 20 in all, including companions. They were greeted by audio describers Michael Scallon and Ez Grange, before taking the stairs or lift up to the auditorium and sitting in the front rows for an overview from Michael and hearing from actors Matt McClure, understudying for Adrian Brody as Nick Yaris, and Ferdy Roberts, who played a prison guard and inmate. Before exploring the set, props and costumes, feeling and touching various elements, with the ability to ask questions along the way. This was a really invaluable and beneficial experience that provided clarity and understanding. Access lead at the Donmar, Emma, was on hand to help and assist and issue the Sennheiser in-the-ear headsets and large print and braille sheets. The audio description was clear and confident, with Michael describing the first 50 minutes and Ez taking over for the final part, providing a really nice contrast between both voices, with both coming in at all the right moments, illustrating all of the drama unfolding on stage. Forthcoming audio describe performances at the Donmar are Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. This is a musical by Dave Malloy. It takes place on Saturday the 1st of February at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. and it runs from the 9th of December 2024 to the 8th of February 2025 and revolves around glittering, opulent world of Moscow High Society. The impulsive and romantic Natasha Rostova awaits the return of her fiancé from the front lines, but when she falls under the spell of an intoxicating aristocrat, it's up to the unlikely hero, Pierre, to pick up the pieces of her shattered reputation. This is currently sold out but is on wait list, so please do contact. There may be some access seats available. And then there's Backstroke by Anna Macmin on Saturday, the 5th of April at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:45 p.m. This is another much anticipated sellout starring Celia Imrie and Tasmin Grieg. But there is a wait list, especially for access seats, so please do contact the venue and they may be able to sort something out for you. This runs from the 14th of February 2025 through to Saturday the 12th of April 2025. Beau is busy balancing the pressures of work and the needs of a struggling daughter when her mother, the irrepressible force of nature Beth, is admitted to hospital following a stroke. The practical realities of the present collide with the complexities of the past. To book tickets or for access information, you can call the box office on 020 3282 3808. Box office is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday, or you can email boxoffice@dunmarewarehouse.co.uk or visit www.dunmarewarehouse.com for extensive listings and further access information. To find out what else is showing in London and across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, accessiblescreenings.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change.